political subjects and taking on all callers. This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Gotta cut you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a doozy. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, has a recovered recollection. He has a recovered recollection. He massaged his temples. He lay down, took a nap. He woke up, and he has a recovered recollection. It had slipped his mind. Turns out he was in on passing the fake electors. You know, I mean, come on, guy. Come on, guy. I mean, first of all, you walk along with a phone. You go on, you're on the phone. Younger people look at, they can tell if you're on your phone, right? The screen showed you weren't on your phone. He's talking into it. And that's really sad. That's really sad. Yeah, I'll have a ham and cheese on rye and a little potato salad. You know, you're not putting in a deli order, guy. You're not talking. Okay. Then he puts it away, and then he keeps going, no, I don't know anything about it. Never heard about it. Staff to staff, not me. Not me. Well, he had a recovered recollection. He says, now I recall. The guy did come into the office and give it to us. Okay, was it a bald guy in a raincoat and a fake mustache and a gun in his pocket? No, it wasn't. It was a congressman, Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania. Well, they asked Kelly. There is a guy named Mike Kelly in Pennsylvania. He is a Republican. And his press secretary said, Johnson's lying. It wasn't Mike Kelly. Mike Kelly hasn't seen Johnson in 10 years and has no knowledge of what Johnson is up to. Let me tell you my impression of all this. I think both Johnson and Kelly are not telling the truth. Apparently, here's what happened. Scott Perry, because I wondered, and some of you did too, who called in, how could a guy like Ron Johnson get Michigan's fake electors? You know, I mean, why is that something he'd do? Come to find out that one of the architects of the fake elector scheme was Scott Perry, who is a Republican, and bad news, by the way, congressman from Pennsylvania. And Scott Perry talked to Mike Kelly and asked him, another Republican there in right wing, how do we get these electors to Pence and the Wisconsin and Michigan ones? And there's a lawyer in Madison who'd been a Republican lawyer, and somebody from Perry or Johnson's staff, or Perry or Kelly's staff, called him, and then he turned around and got hold of Ron Johnson. That's what I think happened. So I think that, in fact, I know that's what happened. So I think Kelly's full of baloney when he says Johnson's lying and, you know, I had nothing to do with it. But Johnson's recovered recollection that suddenly he did have something to do with it is a day late and a dollar short here. You see what I'm saying? It's a day late and a dollar short. Because what he did was, the guy who's his chief of staff now, was on a staff then, called Pence's office or texted them and said, we have a package for him. This was half an hour before Pence was going in to certify the election. This was January 6th. And Pence's guy goes, well, what's in the package? What's in the package? And Johnson guy goes, well, they're electors from Michigan and Wisconsin that somehow didn't get received by the National Archives. That wasn't true. They had been sent to the National Archives. They had been received. And the media has shown the stamp receipt copy. What he didn't say was they wouldn't deal with them because they're fraudulent. So maybe we can slip them to Pence through you. And Pence's guy goes, don't even send them to me. Not because he's a saint. not because he's an honest man, Pence, he's not, is because it was too risky and they chickened out. That's all it was. So that is the deal. Johnson was recruited by a lawyer in Madison, Jim Troupas, Republican lawyer, at the request of some congressmen from Pennsylvania to get this stuff to Pence and use Johnson to do it. And Johnson's in on it. So when he had a, it's one thing to have a recovered recollection, say, do you remember seeing that movie a couple of weeks ago? No, I don't. Yeah, I guess I do remember. It's another thing to say, do you remember slipping some fraudulent electors from Michigan and Wisconsin to the vice president half an hour before it was going to be certified? And you go, no, not me. Nobody here rest chickens, boss. Not me, not me, not me. And then you go, I had a recovered recollection. Well, you know, some recollections are kind of hairy. They're kind of big, nasty looking and hairy. And this is one of those. So I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next up to bat. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, apparently I'm a member of the 13 that Mark of Sussex was referring to, because I'm a regular caller, and I think I've heard Mark of Sussex from Sussex's voice in the morning. Heard him on other programs, but he usually has that line. It's the 13 that call in all the time, and you know, that first response is to him, bite me. That, but I mean, and Donald Trump was involved with Russia, and Bill Barr lied when he gave his little summary of the Mueller report, because Mueller said we could have cleared Donald Trump in this report, we would have, but they didn't, and that there was tons of evidence of obstruction of justice in the report, you know, because why would you obstruct justice unless it was something you're trying to hide? And Ron Johnson is clearly trying to hide something here, and the whole, there's going to be a whole number of slew of Republicans that are going to get brought down in this, are going to get implicated in this. And when does it reach the level of conspiracy, that how close do you have to be tied into this to be brought down by this, or be criminally charged in this? Because they were all, this is their last gasp to keep Donald Trump in power. I mean, and to keep this bloated criminal guy in power, I mean, I don't understand the whole reason of it, because if they had any courage at all, they'd be denouncing Trump and saying this guy is a crook. We were misled from the beginning. Of course they weren't, that because they have no problem with it. Yeah, I'll leave my gun control comments until next week now, because I'm kind of horrified by that, even being a gun owner, that I think it's bat crap crazy. That, I mean, there's words I can't say right now because the government can restrict my speech on words I can say, but they're saying that, well, the government can't control who's carrying what firearm where. That's insane. That the Constitution is not absolute when it comes to certain things. There's,
yeah, let me pick up on that. That's an interesting thing. You're talking about the Supreme Court opinion that just came down. I agree with you. They struck down a New York law that's 100 years old, and New York goes, if you want to carry, conceal or open carry in New York City, you've got to get a license and show, you know, why you need it. There had been a law in Washington, D.C. that didn't even let you have one in your home. The Supreme Court overturned that, and I agree with that. I mean, if you want to have a gun in your home, you have a gun in your home. But walking around Manhattan, walking around the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Times Square, conceal carry or open carry, you're just going to have gangbangers going around, and there's going to be violence. Now, the Supreme Court, this is Alito, and this is all the Republicans. Remember, Amy Comey Barrett got jammed through in the lame duck after Trump had lost, and she was voted on by Republican senators who lost their elections who were retiring. And the whole thing's illegitimate. But remember something, even in the Wild West, remember, you know, Dodge City and all that in the 19th century, there were some towns, the sheriffs would say, you check your guns with the sheriff. We're going to hang him on a hook. You can have him when you leave town. We're not going to have boys going into bars and playing poker and getting drunk and shooting each other. Okay? And there's a little known fact. And let me tell you, there are weapons in the military, right? So the Marine Corps and the Army, you can't have a weapon on a base, a private weapon, or even walk around with your service weapon. It has to be checked and stowed. And you can't get to it. Officers can, but officers are presumably They've been screened and vetted and are not, and I think most sergeants are as good as officers, quite frankly, and better than many officers. But that's the deal. If you're a private, a corporal, up to sergeant, you can't walk around a Marine base right now in Virginia, Texas, or California, or anywhere else with a gun. You're not going to do it. And you weren't going to do it in Dodge City in the 19th century. The fact is that the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens, and Times Square, Manhattan, are different from rural Montana. I mean, they just are. They just are. And for the Supreme Court not to recognize that and basically adopt what's almost like constitutional carry, so gangbangers can roam around, they're going to roam around holding rifles, scaring the heck out of people. And then if they point them at somebody, that should be a crime. The Supreme Court could strike that down. This Supreme Court has gotten out of hand, okay? It's gotten out of hand where it looks like it's going to reverse Roe v. Wade. It's gotten out of hand on the gun thing. It has gotten out of hand. They are simply going to bat for the Republican platform, for the Republican agenda. They're going up, you know, it's not supposed to be a partisan court. The only thing it has going for it is this legitimacy and authenticity. It has no police force. And the minute that people say that's nothing but a hack branch of the Republican Party, that's it for that part of the government. This is disgusting what's happened, quite frankly. We're going to break. The lines just came alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. It's a brief break. We'll be back after the break. Lines open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.